Houston destruction.
There's water in all the beds in the house. We've lost every strip of furniture, everything.
Thousands packed storm shelters.
We're trying to feed them, we're trying to make them as comfortable as possible.
Harvey set to deliver another hit.
Another foot of rain. It's not over yet.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Nora O'Donnell in Houston with the CBS World News Roundup. This morning, we're outside the city's convention center, where CBS News has learned more than 9,000 people spent the night. It's believed tens of thousands will need places to stay as the rain from what was Hurricane Harvey pounds this area, driving catastrophic floodwaters even higher. Rodney Williams is part of the Army of Volunteers, residents who've become rescuers. He helped get 90 patients out of a swamped rehab hospital.
I made 8-9 trips, put the patients from up on the third floor. We brought them all the way down on the wheelchair and lifted them onto the boats.
Correspondent Mark Strassman is here with more on the effort to find storm victims and get them to safety.
Emergency responders waded through floodwaters, going door to door, helping anyone in need of evacuation.
Our whole first floor is flooded. We moved a bunch of stuff upstairs.
Evacuations remain priority number one. But with law enforcement stretched thin, city officials also worry about looting.
In this city, we can rescue you, and in this city, we can also arrest you.
Despite this massive rescue effort, some people still wait for help. Jason Garcia watched Coast Guard choppers lift people out of his flooded neighborhood.
I can't make it over there, so anything y'all can do to help, much appreciated.
Garcia eventually found the evacuation spot, but he said about 70 others were also waiting to be rescued.
The city of Dickinson, Texas, is now under a mandatory evacuation order. Now, that is a low-lying suburb just southeast of Houston. It's home to about 20,000 people. It's been ravaged by flooding, and police are telling everyone to get out. DeMarco Morgan is watching the rescue efforts in Dickinson. DeMarco, good morning.
Good morning, Nora. And part of that reason for that mandatory evacuation is to keep people from coming back to their properties. You also talked about the rescues. There are still rescues underway right now as we speak. Now, the water started to recede yesterday at a very fast pace, but we've already picked up more than a foot of rain in this area here. So, again, it is still dangerous. Most of this area here is pretty much flooded out. We are expecting more rain overnight.
Correspondent Manuel Bohorquez is keeping an eye on communities close to the swollen Colorado River.
The river crested at about 55 feet. That is just 2 feet shy of the record set back in the 1800s. Now, LaGrange got more than 30 inches of rain from Harvey. And imagine that just being a wall of water that has to move down the river. And yesterday it started to inundate parts of the town, the neighborhoods here, and of businesses. And the main highway, Highway 71, which cuts through town, is shut down in parts because of the flooding.
The devastation here has sparked multi-million dollar donations from the owners of baseball's Houston Astros and the Rockets of the NBA for relief efforts. The online bid by Houston Texan star J.J. Watt to raise money has attracted major commitments from other athletes. His goal is now $1 million. Steve?
Well, Nora, experts say the damage from Harvey could rival Hurricane Katrina as the costliest natural disaster in American history. Katrina hit 12 years ago today, and the Consumer Federation of America says just 2 in 10 homeowners in the storm zone have flood insurance. The confirmed death toll in Texas is 3, but is expected to go higher. As for Harvey, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says it's far from done.
The rain totals that we're looking at going forward are adding another 12 to probably 18 inches is going to be the general rule, no matter where you are in the Houston area. As it continues to move slowly through the Gulf, it will get a little bit better organized. It will continue to move off to the east. And then we're expecting it to make a second landfall on the Bolivar Peninsula somewhere around 7 a.m. on Wednesday morning.
Well, President Trump goes to Texas today. We're live at the White House with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
A dozen years ago, George W. Bush was slammed for flying over New Orleans after Katrina. Even before Harvey's landfall, aides made it known that Mr. Trump would travel to Texas. At midday, he heads to Corpus Christi, some 200 miles from Houston. There, he'll receive a briefing from FEMA. Then he and the First Lady fly to Austin to meet with Governor Greg Abbott. It's not clear how much of the devastation Mr. Trump will take in today, but he said at a news conference here yesterday.
You watch on television, you just see such incredible work and love.
Mr. Trump vowed very rapid action from Congress for Texas and Louisiana. He says he may go to Louisiana on Saturday. Steve?
In a White House statement this morning, President Trump says all options are on the table for North Korea. It comes after North Korea fired a mid-range missile that flew over Japan and landed in the northern Pacific Ocean.
North Korea's ballistic missile launch triggered public warning systems across northern and northeastern Japan. Chief Cabinet Secretary Suga said the missile launch was an unprecedented grave threat to Japan and extremely dangerous to shipping and air travel throughout the region. Unlike in the past, this missile launch came without advance warning. So far, no damage has been reported. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
A new twist in the Russia story. There's word an attorney for the Trump real estate empire, Michael Cohen, reached out to the Kremlin during Mr. Trump's run for the White House. CBS's Major Garrett says it was about a Trump project in Moscow.
In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Cohen said he discussed the deal with Mr. Trump multiple times and that Mr. Trump signed a letter of intent in October 2015. Cohen also traded emails with Felix Sater, a business associate involved in the Trump Tower Moscow project. Sater claimed to have deep ties inside the Kremlin. Our boy can become president of the USA and we can engineer it, Mr. Sater wrote. I will get all of Putin's team to buy in on this.
President Trump cited controversial pardons by his Democratic predecessors yesterday in defending his pardon of Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Clovis, New Mexico, two people were killed, four wounded in a shooting inside a public library.
Four or five rounds before he got closer to me, and he just started unloading pretty much the whole clip.
A suspect's in custody. In a unanimous vote, Denver's city councils passed an ordinance to protect immigrants in that city, putting into law a current policy. It does not formally declare Denver a sanctuary city. In New York City, the war on tobacco has been stepped up.
Smoke them if you can afford them. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has signed legislation raising the minimum price for a pack of cigarettes sold in the city to $13. And the number of places authorized to sell cigarettes is being reduced by half, with the licenses to be eliminated by attrition. New York City has an estimated 900,000 smokers. Jim Shanavy, CBS News, New York.
New numbers from the CDC indicate 28 million Americans don't have health insurance. That compares to 46 million uninsured just before Obamacare took hold. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. For Nora O'Donnell in Houston, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.